pretty bottles, does it always mean great tequila? Well, we all know the answer to that. But this one right here is a beautiful bottle. This was sent to me by Oceana Azul Liquors. And it is a really beautiful bottle. And I've been working on some camera settings tonight. So I thought let's do a fresh pop and open it up and taste it and see what we think of this. We know that the bottle is pretty. And, you know, I am a sucker for a good looking bottle of tequila. So let's see how this one fares. Nice pop, actually. It's a pretty cool ceramic bottle. And this company, they are Oceana Azul Liquors. You can check them out on Instagram. And they kind of specialize in really cool, fancy bottles. This tequila don't have a lot of information on how it's produced, other than it is made at NAM 1466, which is the Tres Majeras Distillery, right outside of El Arenal, Jalisco. So it's in the heart of Tequila Company, where a lot of the old school, really great distilleries are located. It's been rested for 5 years in French oak barrels. That's pretty much all they told me. This distillery has lots of different production methods, from autoclaves to stone ovens to tahona, roller mill, lots of different fermentation options there too. Just don't have a lot of those details on this one, but hey, let's give it a try, see what we got. On the nose, I get a lot of oak. Not a lot of agave. So as an extra añejo, you know, being aged for 5 years, it's going to pick up a lot more of that French oak than it is going to be agave forward, maybe in this case. A little bit of minerality there, some caramel, a little bit of that musty, musty barrel house smell. So let's give it a taste. I only pick up a very, very small hint of agave. It's very sweet. It's not like that incredibly fake or overly sweet to me. There's a sweetness here. There's a lot of caramel. There's a nice vanilla. There's a little bit of a vegetal note as well. Let's dive in and hit that finish one more time. It does coat your mouth well. It's got some nice legs on the glass. So it's got a lot of oily viscosity to it, which is nice. There's a little bit of a vegetal note in the finish. I want to say maybe like a chili pepper or like a jalapeno pepper that just kind of comes in a little bit. Overall, good tequila. This is something that if you wanted something with a beautiful bottle, here's a good hit. Doesn't taste like it has a lot of fake stuff in it, but it's also not your, you know, most complex agave forward extra añejo. But for where the flavor kind of lacks a little bit on the agave side, you get a absolutely beautiful bottle out of it. So check them out. I'll put the I'll tag them in the Instagram video so you can check it out, and I'll put a link to their website in the description. Thanks for watching. Have a great night. Cheers.